This Sunday, the French will vote in the first round of the country's presidential elections. There are 12 candidates, but only four have any chance to make it to the two-person runoff on May 6th. According to French election laws, all campaigning, campaign coverage, and poll taking must stop at midnight tonight. So Eleanor Beardsley sent us this update while she's still allowed.
On Thursday, 17,000 cheering supporters packed a Paris sports arena to hear centrist candidate François Bayrou. Bayrou has been this year's election surprise, soaring in the polls to become a close third behind frontrunners Nicolas Sarkozy and Ségolène Royal. Bayrou's success has stunned the two traditional parties. 28-year-old Olivier Pagnol, who attended the rally, says he usually votes on the left.
It has always been the same thing in France. We have always been divided between left and right, and we think that this time we could just try in the middle. And we wanted to vote for François Bayrou because he has new ideas and he wants to mix good things from the left and good things from the right.
Bayrou has promised to bring down what he calls the Berlin Wall that separates and paralyzes France. Most of his supporters come at the expense of socialist candidate Ségolène Royal. Royal launched her program several months ago amidst an unprecedented media frenzy. She was heralded as the fresh face who could change the country and bring the left to power again. Royal promised to remake France with her 100-point presidential pact with the people.
Pour surmonter ces crises, il faut une nouvelle politique.
To surmount our crisis, we need new policies and a new France, she said as she launched her platform earlier this year. But her proposals, which promised a little something for everyone, were attacked for being too costly. And critics say Royal's campaign has dragged along, beset by a divided party and her own inexperience. She's also been criticized for making populist appeals to the voters. Political commentator Didier Eppelbaum says she's not the only candidate in this campaign to do so.
The most important themes, like Europe, for example, are the deficit. They don't talk about it, and it's a consensus between all the candidates because it's too tough.
What's tough, says Eppelbaum, is telling the French they have to change.
People want changes, but they feel changes because the main changes they are proposed mean a lack of security, less money in the social protection.
Conservative candidate Nicolas Sarkozy has run on a ticket of putting France to work again. There's one virtue to the 35-hour work week, he told an audience recently. It's the only idea we don't have to copyright because nobody wants it. While Sarkozy's supporters say he is the only one who can reform the country, others fear him. This week, the leftist magazine Marianne came out with an issue claiming to show Sarkozy's hidden dark side. It sold out within hours. The expression, anyone but Sarkozy, has become a rallying cry, and even moderates wonder if a man so divisive will be able to govern the country. Sarkozy has been trying to soften his image, but he's also been trying to attract the supporters of the right-wing populist Jean-Marie Le Pen. He's the dark horse of French politics who could repeat his success of 2002 when he made it to the second round. The main candidates never debated each other, but they did face audiences of real citizens and their problems in a series of town hall-style television shows.
Bonsoir à tous, merci de nous rejoindre.
Although the presidential race has captivated the country and dominated the airwaves, the only constant has been indecision. With just 2 days to go, 40% of French voters have yet to choose their candidate. Of those that have made their choice, about half say they could still change their mind. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.